Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ireland fully aligns with the statement made by the European Union, and I make the following brief remarks in a national capacity. Let me thank you, first of all, for getting us off to such a productive discussion this week. That's no small feat, I think, given the difficulties that we faced at the last session. Despite these difficulties, Ireland continues to believe in and is fully committed to multilateralism. We feel that this is the only way to address the challenges and risks posed by autonomous weapon systems. I was rather reluctant to take the floor under this agenda item, as I think we need to maximise our time for consideration of your draft report, Mr. Chair. But at the same time, I think it would be remiss of me not to thank you and your team for all of your efforts in attempting to distill the many detailed and substantive proposals that have been tabled this year. I'd also like to thank you for facilitating informal discussions on those proposals, which I think have prepared the ground very well for this week's session. My delegation has a number of specific comments on your draft paper, but we'll reserve those for the discussion under agenda item 6. Mr. Chair, in relation to the proposals that have been tabled, including the proposal tabled by Ireland as part of the group of 23 states, my delegation believes there is a great degree of convergence that we should attempt to capture in our final report. We have an opportunity this week to demonstrate that the GGE can genuinely address the significant challenges that the integration of autonomy into weapon systems raise from a humanitarian, legal, security and ethical perspective. This is particularly important given our collective failure to fulfil our mandate in 2020 and 2021. Valuable work was certainly done during that period, but we fell far short. We fell far short not only of what was expected of us, but what was necessary. That situation, I think, cannot continue indefinitely. In order for the CCW to remain a viable forum to address the challenges posed by laws, its deliberations must result in a substantive outcome, and that outcome must be commensurate with the importance and the urgency of this issue. The various proposals that have been circulated, and indeed your own draft report, provides us with a very good basis, I think, to do that. And while we have high expectations, my delegation is also realistic about what can be achieved by the end of this week. We're unlikely, for instance, to reach consensus on the detail of a new framework, but as the ICRC pointed out, we need to ensure that the areas of common ground in the various proposals that have been tabled are reflected in the outcome of this meeting. For my delegation, there are some fundamental concepts that we must lock down this year. Fundamentally, almost all of the proposals recognise that there is a requirement for the international community to address, through the development of effective and multilaterally agreed rules, limits and other measures for autonomous weapon systems. It's also very clear that the proposals on the table recognise that human beings must make the decisions with regard to the use of force, that human beings must exert control over the application of force by weapon systems that they use, and that they must remain accountable for their decision to use force. There's also a growing consensus with regard to the so-called two-tier approach, as many delegations have addressed in their interventions. Although the phrasing may differ across the various proposals, I think most recognise that there are certain systems that are unacceptable and others that require regulation through the adoption of concrete, multilaterally agreed measures. All delegations agree that IHL apply to laws. We should therefore be able to acknowledge that autonomous weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with IHL must not be developed, deployed or used, that they are, as others have already said, already prohibited. Recognising that in this week's report may not be a revolutionary step forward, but it is an important and valuable step that would move us beyond some of the circular discussions that we've witnessed in this group. There also appears to be a willingness across the proposals to work together to identify and agree on limits and other regulations to uphold the rules of international humanitarian law for other types of autonomous weapon systems. Many of these elements are reflected in your draft, and we look forward to discussing and refining them in detail during this week. Mr. Chair, while we've heard a wide variety of views on the nature of a future framework on laws, I'd like to thank those delegations that made substantive interventions in this regard. particularly Chile and Mexico for their detailed proposals, Argentina on behalf of a group of states for a very thought-provoking introduction of a draft protocol, and the United States and a group of states for their proposal on principles and good practices. In its intervention yesterday, Switzerland also succinctly set out a very interesting framework for prohibitions and regulations. So we have a lot of material before us this week that we look forward to considering closely. For my delegation, though, at this point, the nature of the framework is less important than reaching agreement on the conceptualization of the issue. We are of the view, however, that the GGE should acknowledge that voluntary measures, including sharing of national policy standards and good practice, are useful and that they can act as confidence-building measures, but they're not a replacement for international rules and regulations on autonomous weapon systems. In closing, Mr. Chair, let me express again my delegation's full support to you and our willingness to engage constructively with you and all delegations throughout this week to achieve a successful outcome. I thank you.